HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At least one person reported dead in a possible terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. Sharon Reed has details.
American Rachel Mirsky was in Barcelona in the popular tourist area where the incident took place.
I was just walking down the street on La Rambla, and which is a really busy street as it is, and suddenly everyone just started screaming and running over each other.
She tells MSNBC there was an immediate police response and describes crowds of people standing on the street and crying in what she says was a very chaotic situation. The U.S. consulate in Barcelona has tweeted a warning urging Americans to avoid the area.
President Trump not happy about the recent removal of Confederate statues. The president took to Twitter today saying, quote, "Beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed." Trump called the move foolish and asked if statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are next. USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The latest report is out about jobless claims in America.
The Labor Department reporting that 232,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Economists had been expecting to see about 240,000 people filing first-time claims last week. The biggest jumps in claims were in Kansas, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. The states with the sharpest declines were California, Delaware, and Tennessee. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chief strategist says there's no military solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Steve Bannon told the American Prospect, quote, "Until somebody solves the part of the equation that shows me that 10 million people in Seoul don't die within the first 30 minutes from conventional weapons, I don't know what you're talking about." President Trump recently warned aggression by the North will be met with fire and fury. Bannon also said the U.S. is currently in an economic war with China. USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
One of the 2 men convicted in a series of sniper attacks around D.C. is not going to be getting out of prison.
On Wednesday, a Montgomery County judge denied a motion to resentence Lee Boyd Malvo. Along with John Allen Muhammad, Malvo shot and killed 10 people and injured 3 others during a tension-filled 3-week period in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Muhammad was executed in 2009, while Malvo was sentenced to life in prison. His attorneys tried to argue that since Malvo was a teenager at the time, a life sentence was cruel and unusual punishment.
With a total solar eclipse less than a week away, warnings again coming out from eye doctors to not look at the sun directly. Mark Mayfield has more.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to see it with your own eyes unless you have special glasses. Doctors say intense sunlight from the eclipse can damage your retina. They recommend wearing eclipse glasses with a solar filter that blocks out 99% of the sun's light. The solar filter makes the sun look like a full moon in a night sky. Eclipse glasses are available for free at many libraries. Otherwise, you won't be able to safely look at the eclipse until the sun is fully obscured by the moon.
The mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, not thrilled President Trump is rallying in the city next week. Democrat Greg Stanton says he hopes Trump's will delay the rally as the nation is still healing from violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Trump campaign confirmed Trump will be holding a rally in Phoenix on August 22nd. It comes as at least 9 cities across the country are hosting rallies against racism today. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour number three of the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Our famous, infamous, whatever you want to call it. All Skate Hour, the program here, there, and everywhere we will go. And I have to head in this direction. Actually, it was a story this past week about Lockheed Martin and the CEO, or was the vice president, I forget it was. Somebody was a big executive at the company talking about the uptick in orders that they are receiving all of a sudden. I mean, honestly, do you think Kim Jong-un must be on Lockheed Martin's Christmas card list? Or they should send him a little gift basket. You know, like Starbucks got those gift baskets. You got the coffee and the kind bars and all that stuff. They can send one to him because, hey, all this stuff going on, this is great for business. Military industrial complex away! Yeah, they're seeing an uptick in increase in regards to missile defense systems, all sorts of great stuff. Anyway, it was disgusting this past week. Again, they're pretty, they have no shame, any of the mainstream media outlets. To watch the coverage, which I don't watch, okay? I have people that watch it for me, because I can't, okay? I started the trend. I started the trend here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We told everybody, turn off cable news. Don't watch it. And you got other big-time radio show hosts saying the same thing. Limbaugh's been saying the same thing. I don't watch it anymore. It's one of the best things for you. If they would actually do a study, they would say cable news programs, 24-hour news networks are bad for your health. They had a story this past week saying, well, if you don't sleep at least 6 hours a night, that could be terrible for you and all this. Well, you know, watching cable news is bad for your health. I'm here to tell you. CNN and MSNBC this past week went crazy. I mean, they went crazy. Brian Williams admitted on air his job is to scare the you-know-what out of everybody. Scare the hell out of everybody. What? I'm watching one reporter for CNN reporting from a bunker in Hawaii. How long will it take for the alerts to go out? In a very diverse 20 minutes. Come on! Stop it. Honestly, stop it right now. This is better. I mean, honestly, they're loving this right now. They like this more than sharks. There could be great white sharks spotted off of Cape Cod and Long Island. And they wouldn't even cover it right now because this Kim Jong-un nuclear crisis. We've never been this close to nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Oh, they're loving this stuff. And you get all the liberals out there on social media posting pictures of children doing duck and cover. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember duck and cover. Yeah. For all you younger people out there, everybody remembers you have fire drills in school. We used to have bomb drills as well. Not kidding. I didn't have it. They ended by the time we got to middle school. But when I was in elementary school, we would have bomb drills, duck and cover. You would have to climb underneath your desk and basically put your head between your knees and grab your head. Duck and cover. And I remember back then being, why are we doing this? It wasn't stupid. I knew what a nuclear bomb was. I knew what it was capable of doing. I said to myself, what are we, stupid? We're going to hide underneath our desk and we're going to be okay? Anyway, I questioned authority from a very young age. All right, Donald Trump warns North Korea threats will be met with fire and fury. To be honest, that was stupid. Why? Why do you even bother engaging? I have this conversation with my wife. I have this argument with my wife. My daughter is 12 years old, and I don't know, she's going on, she thinks she's 16, 17 years old. And she gets into arguments with my wife. And, I mean, they go at it. I mean, I crack jokes here in the house because, you know, the whole Greek thing that's going on here, as it's Medusa and the Kraken going at it. I mean, they fight. And I explain to myself, I said, what are you, nuts? I said, why are you debating, why are you arguing with a 12-year-old? Ignore it. I'm not going to argue with a kid, with a child. Beneath me. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to get into this. No way. Sorry. Not happening. And the same thing should hold true in North Korea. Yeah, I sound a little Teddy Roosevelt here, but speaking softly and carrying a big stick is something that I happen to believe in. Trump shouldn't even be even engaged in this stuff. It should be beneath him. North Korea? Really? Really? We could turn that entire half of the peninsula into a shard of glass if we wanted to. I don't know. I guess he feels the need to do this stuff. I disagree with it wholeheartedly. The Russian government is downplaying the entire threat. The Chinese government is downplaying the entire threat. North Korea said, oh, we're going to go after Guam, and they showed how they're going to go after Guam. Sorry, guys. I'm not buying it. I'm not. I think this is a lot of bluster, quite honestly. Anyway, again, we discuss foreign policy here on the program. We discuss foreign policy. One of the main reasons we discuss foreign policy is the cost here to this country. The amount of money that we have to spend, the amount of money that we spend in Afghanistan. That was the other big story this past week. The idea, they're actually mulling around an idea of sending in, well, basically having mercenaries take over Afghanistan. Which is essentially this, for people, you know, children of the 80s, sending in the A-team. Love that show. George Peppard, Mr. T. Remember that? Yeah, they were mercenaries. Sending in mercenaries to handle Afghanistan. Well, we got 8,400 troops there, right? Take them back. So we're going to have mercenaries do it, which are ex-military. They just get paid more. So how is this going to affect our bill for Afghanistan, which we're not getting anything from, right? We had the Chinese there mining the hell out of the place, and we're not getting anything. I don't know. Could be me calling me crazy, but we're spending an awful lot of money on this war on terror, and what are we getting out of this? Classic example of this past week, our foreign policy and how it's in disarray. This is a story out of Syria. Syrian army beats back. They're about ready to defeat Al-Qaeda, an Al-Qaeda stronghold in Damascus. Now, that's good news, right? Or is it good news? Or is it bad news? I don't know. Our foreign policy is kind of like, you can think about it, it's almost like a 1970s game show. You could kind of craft it in the same light. You could call it, whose side are we on? Hey, I'm contestants. They said, whose side are we on? Is it Syria and Bashar al-Assad, or is it Al-Qaeda? You choose. Aren't we against both of those guys? Again, circular firing squad. And all of this proliferation of weapons and aiding these moderate rebels, where's it getting us? Because I don't know if you weren't paying attention, there was a advanced plastic explosive bomb that was sent from Turkey to Australia. Yeah. Turkey to Australia, and they were going to put it on a suitcase to go on the plane and blow up a commercial airliner. They didn't do it at the last minute, for whatever reason it may be. This was military-grade plastic explosives. Where'd they get that from? Again, this is life and foreign policy imitating the film Iron Man. That was an awesome movie, by the way. As the original Iron Man, there's Tony Stark showing off his weapons in Afghanistan. They come under attack, and he's there on the ground, and a missile lands right next to him. Doesn't explode for a few seconds. He looks over at the missile, and he sees that it's his missile. Got his company's logo and name on it before it blows up and almost kills him. Yeah, what is our foreign policy? What is our doctrine? What do we stand for? We still haven't gotten that put together. I mean, quite honestly, people, that was one of the main reasons I was voting for Donald Trump, is to get us out of all this nonsense. And it seems to be more and more of the same. And the bills keep piling on. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of stuff that you can take advantage of. Our latest white paper on the retirement crisis. And that's what it is. It's a crisis. People are woefully unprepared, and we discuss that at great length. You can sign up for that absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or again, give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the
old school. George Michael there. Pray. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I wrote a column back in 2000 and it was 2010, if I'm not mistaken. It was titled "The Chevy Illogic," and the entire column was me poking fun at the Chevy Volt and what a stupid car it was, because stupid car. The car, it was completely and utterly illogical. made no sense whatsoever. And these are with gasoline prices that are much, much higher than they were today. The interior of the car, crap. Car priced, well, it was like a Mercedes C-Class, over $40,000 a year. And the comparable car at that point in time to the Chevy Volt that was a gasoline-powered engine was about $18,000. And I went through and I did the math in regards to the amount of money that you would save by buying that car and the amount of gas you could buy, and the car would run for over 300,000 miles. I mean, it was just, it was a completely stupid car. And I also talked briefly about the environment. At that point in time, I was looking into, this is going back even further, looking into hybrids and the batteries and what went into making these batteries and the environmental degradation that took place. There's a story this past week, people, that, again, breaks your heart. It really does. And I'm gonna try really hard here not to get emotional and yell. And we all know that I do that here. This is a story from the UK Mail. And there's pictures with it. I posted it, so you can go take a look at my website or the Facebook fan page. Child minors, age 4, living a hell on earth so you can drive an electric car. Picking through a mountain of huge rocks with his tiny bare hands, the exhausted little boy makes a pitiful sight. His name is Dorson. He's one of the army of children, some just 4 years old, working in the vast, polluted mines of the Democratic Republic of Congo, where toxic red dust burns their eyes. They run the risk of skin disease and a deadly lung condition. 8 pence a day. That's it. The children are made to check the rocks for the telltale chocolate brown streaks of cobalt, the prized ingredient essential for the batteries that power electric cars. It's feared that thousands more children could be about to be dragged into this hellish daily existence after the historic pledge made by Great Britain that no cars are going to have petrol after 2040. And I could go on here, and you could take a look at the pictures of these kids being beaten. I want you to get images here, what it looks like. It looks like, you know, you would see in, like, the Ten Commandments with the slaves being whipped, except it looks worse. The conditions in the Ten Commandments look a hell of a lot better than what these kids are going through in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And hey, guess what color these kids are? That's right, they're black. Now, let me put this into perspective for everybody, shall we? The Democratic Republic of Congo has a mineral that 60%, they have 60% control of the world's cobalt. 60%. Now, this is the ingredient that goes into the batteries in your phone, into the batteries of car. Now, wouldn't you think that that would be a wealthy country? Shouldn't that be a wealthy country? But it's not. Why is that? Why is it not a wealthy country? Well, you know, you can thank your friends over at the big investment banks, shall we? I was thinking about it this past week. The last thing in the world that they would have wanted is for this cobalt to be here in the United States. If this cobalt was here in the United States, do you understand that in order to mine it, we would have to pay workers a prevailing wage and make sure that the conditions were safe? Do you know how much an electric car would cost if cobalt was not found in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and found in the United States? It would cost, your Tesla would be more than a Ferrari. 33 pounds of cobalt goes into a single car, electric car battery. Only 10 grams goes into a phone. I want you to, again, put that into proper perspective. I want you to think about all the subsidies that Elon Musk and these electric car makers get. Then you know what an entire scam this entire thing is and how evil this is. You know, on The Simpsons, they always do that all the time. They make fun of C. Montgomery Burns. And he's at the Skull and Bones at Yale, and he's hanging out with all the titans of industry. Think about this. These titans of industry basically using slaves today. What are they? Are they not slaves? Are they not slaves? This is, in essence, people, you're taking a look at a scenario. You're taking a look at a situation where it's slavery. Slavery goes into building your electric car. They don't tell you that. They don't have that. Hey, why don't you walk in? Why don't you walk into your Tesla dealership at the mall? Go get the article off my website and show it to the salesperson and see what they have to say. See what they have to say about their wonderful electric car. It is estimated right now over 40,000 kids, I'm talking four-year-olds, shoved down into holes to get this stuff out of the ground. Deplorable conditions. They don't even know how many kids die every single year because the mine holes collapse upon them and they're buried alive. No. You don't see Elon Musk talking about that, do you? No. You don't get that at the Tesla dealership. Again, this is what happens with all these big green ideas out there. Oh yeah, oil's evil. Let's get rid of it. Oh yeah, let's use electric cars. Remember ethanol? Yeah, that was a real big winner too, right? Sure. Oh yeah, let's put food into our cars. How'd that work out? You know, right now in the Gulf of Mexico, there is a dead zone the size of New Jersey. Why? Oh, yeah, because of the phosphates that they need to grow the corn to put the corn into the ethanol that goes into your cars. Stupid is as stupid does, and evil is as evil does. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking to the terrorist who launched an attack in Barcelona today that has left a confirmed one person dead, at least 32 others injured. A reporter on the scene describes what he saw.
The vehicle stopped right in the middle of this iconic mural that's on the ground. Virtually every tourist in that area goes to that spot, and he drove right down the middle of the pedestrian mall down the center.
Police have confirmed they have one person in custody in the terror attack. They say a second man is currently holding hostages inside a Turkish restaurant, and negotiations are ongoing. Secretary of State Tillerson telling reporters the military option not the preferred pathway on North Korea. Tillerson said U.S. efforts are focused on getting North Korea to engage in talks. USA Radio News.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I like me some Billy Idol. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. This is kind of an earmuff moment. You know, I say earmuffs. Remember that? Old school. Don't swear in front of the kids. Tell the kids earmuffs. Put the hands up. Well, this is kind of an earmuff story. Not quite. I found it funny. A powerful financier got blackout drunk at a house party and exposed his junk to other guests. He got this is a senior advisor at Citigroup. He did this in Sweden, and he started calling female revelers hookers and sluts during his night of debauchery. He got fired. He got fired for that. I'm saying to myself, I said, you know, if you'd done it in New York or Las Vegas, you might have gotten a raise. But in Sweden, you can't do that in Sweden. If you are a big-time banker, you can act like that in other Berlin. You could have gotten away with it. Absolutely. Vegas, New York, yeah, anywhere pretty much here in the United States, any of the hot spots, but no, certain places you can't do that. Anyway, he forgot to check his manual, I guess. Anyway, one of the big stories, and the media got their underwear in a bunch over this, was West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announcing that he is going to switch parties. He's not going to wear the donkey shirt. He's going to wear the elephant shirt. Honestly, what's the difference? Really? He told 9,000 Trump supporters at a rally in Huntington, West Virginia, that he would be changing his registration. Why? Why? Honestly, I've said here on the program, I don't understand. And trust me, guys, on my Monday through Friday program, I send out emails. We try to get people from the Republican Party to come on the show. They're afraid. They're afraid. I used to be a member. I used to be a member of the Republican Party. This is well over 10 years ago now and left. Why? Why? I'll put this out to my audience out there. And I know we got a lot of people to remember Republican Party that listen here to this program. And I'm asking you, take the time out and do your Watchdog on Wall Street. Do Chris Markowski a solid and send me an email. And I want you to give me one reason why I should be a member of the Republican Party. Why anybody would be a member of the Republican Party. They don't do anything. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They never follow through. They're as incompetent can be. Why would I want to associate myself with that? Well, Donald Trump's a Republican. No, he's not. Stop it. Donald Trump won because he was an outsider. That's one of the reasons why he won. Was he is an outsider. And that's why he scares the hell out of Republicans and he scares the hell out of Democrats, because they don't want outsiders in. He's not a member of the club. People start thinking that, gee whiz, maybe we can run for office and maybe beat some of these establishment politicians. That's the last thing in the world that they want to have happen. You know, back in 2009, it was February of 2009 when Rick Santelli went on that very, very famous rant on CNBC. And he was talking about Obama wanting to bail people out of their mortgages. And he went off on this rant and he started talking about a new Tea Party. And then it came about. And on April 15th, 2009 was where the first Tea Party rallies were held. I gave a speech in front of thousands and thousands of people in Southwest Florida. And I started off my speech and I said, I'm not here to criticize Barack Obama. I'm not here to criticize Democrats, because they are who they are. They say what they're going to do and they go ahead and do it. I was there to criticize Republicans. The reason why Barack Obama got elected was because of Republicans. The reason why we have Obamacare is because of Republicans. Bridges to nowhere, spending out of control, war here, war there, same old thing. You know, people, it's that old saying. It's used in many different ways. The definition of lunacy, the definition of stupidity, whatever it may be, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. When are you going to stop doing the same thing again and again and again and expect a different result? Just asking. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. A lot more we got. I'm running out of time. And I got tons and tons of stuff that we still got to go over here in the program. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America, because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard this song in a long time. Hathaway. When you hear this song, you're just thinking of Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell bopping their heads there. Anyway, great skit. Saturday Night Live. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. More government waste for you here. You're going to love this story. Now, when you're thinking, if I were to tell you, I said, I'm going to build you a $2 million bathroom. If I say, you know what, I'm going to build you a $2 million bathroom. I mean, just think about it in your mind what you would envision. I mean, you'd probably think it looked like something out of, I don't know, one of Trump's bathrooms or something like that with gold fixtures and whatnot. Whenever I think of a $2 million bathroom, I start thinking of Coming to America with the wipers. But no, actually, we have a $2 million bathroom in New York City, in Central Park. A comfort station in the park. Guess what? Guess what? No gold-plated fixtures. No staffers on hand there to wipe your buttocks. It's just a little building with four toilets and four sinks. Nothing fancy. None of those fancy Kohler toilets and fancy Kohler sinks. No, just the usual stuff that you would see like in a, I don't know, a public school. So they asked. They went out and they asked the people walking by in Central Park, what do you think that new bathroom cost? You said $70,000. One said $100,000. One said he could build it for $10,000. Well, they were shocked when they were told that the bathroom cost $2 million. Why? Because the government built it. Whenever the government gets involved in building everything, the price goes through the roof. They don't care about the price. They don't care about the cost because they're not paying. They're not paying. And in fact, the more expensive, the better for them. The more expensive, the better because, I want to remind everybody, One of the worst months of the year, worst week of the year for taxpayers is coming up. That is the month of September. The last week in September is when all government agencies are doing their darndest to spend every single dime so they can zero themselves out, so they can get their money next year and get their increases. The more money they spend, the more apt it is for them to get more money. And that's the reason why Washington, D.C. is so wealthy. That is government. It is a bizarro world, okay? They don't live in our world. Let me put this in a comparison, and I'll sub-reference again. My kids were banging me over the head to watch this this show on Netflix called Stranger Things, which happened to be, they were right. It was good. It was pretty engaging stuff. But they have a concept in the show where there's like a different dimension. It's like a bad dimension that's kind of like evil, and there's like monsters there. That's like the world of government. We live in the real world. See, I live in the real world where, gee, you know what? Costs matter, and we're trying to get our costs down, and we're trying to do everything in an efficient manner. The government side is, let's spend as much as we possibly can and not give a damn about the taxpayer and the people that are paying for this stuff. Cuckoo. It's another government getting involved with a business story here. I'm not making this one up. There's a pizzeria in Chicago. Pizzeria in Chicago wanted to put some stickers on their window to advertise, I guess, some of their pizzas and some of their prices, and they got in trouble. That's right. They got in trouble. They got fined for putting it up because guess what? You're not allowed to hang any signs on your own window by yourself. You must pay a licensed government-approved contractor to do so. So that pizzeria would actually have to get a contractor to put stickers on his window. Again, not making it up. Not making it up. You know, you people, I'm making fun. I know I'm going to get some stuff. Well, you're making fun of American freedom. Are you free? Is it a free country when you cannot put stickers on the window of your own establishment? I said, why don't you go back and take a look at the reasons why we decided to revolt against Great Britain? They pale in comparison to the crap that is pulled on us today. And you know I'm right. Anyway, again, conventional wisdom out there is that, hey, we need more labor unions, Bernie Sanders. I got to get more people in labor unions. People don't want to be a part of labor unions. least most people around the country. Hey, it's different if you're living in New York City, major metropolitan area, because you get involved with some of the unions here, you're working a couple hours a day, you're on break the rest of the day. It's a big ripoff and scam. But the UAW, that's right, United Automobile Workers Union, suffered another, it's a humiliating loss. They spent a lot of money on this. They wanted to get workers at the Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi, to be a part of the union. You know what the workers said? Overwhelmingly, no. We don't want to be a part of your union. Good for them. Okay. Al Gore. His movie came out. You see that? Al Gore is this, the second installment of We're All Gonna Die Because of Global Warming and Climate Change and the Hurricane is going to Destroy Us Tomorrow. Installment number two. Nobody went. I mean, almost nobody went. And you know what the funny thing about it is that this is how dumb left-wingers are, is they're blaming the lack of attendance on the actual studio, saying that they sabotaged the film. Again, this just shows you how dumb these people are. So the studio who put the money up that wants to make money on the film sabotaged it so it could lose money? Yep. Again, stupid is as stupid does. Gotta go, kids. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. As always, our site. Take advantage of everything we have. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking to the terrorists who launched an attack in Barcelona today that has left a confirmed one person dead, at least 32 others injured. A reporter on the scene describes what he saw.
The vehicle stopped right in the middle of this iconic mural that's on the ground. Virtually every tourist in that area goes to that spot, and he drove right down the middle of the pedestrian mall down the center.
Police have confirmed they have one person in custody in the terror attack. They say a second man is currently holding hostages inside a Turkish restaurant, and negotiations are ongoing. Secretary of State Tillerson telling reporters the military option not the preferred pathway on North Korea. Tillerson said U.S. efforts are focused on getting North Korea to engage in talks. USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The latest jobless numbers are out. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting that 232,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Economists had been expecting to see about 240,000 people filing first-time claims last week. The biggest jumps in claims were in Kansas, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. The states with the sharpest declines were California, Delaware, and Tennessee. I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain defending his colleague Jeff Flake after harsh criticism from President Trump. Trump tweeted today that Senator Flake is weak and toxic. McCain fired off a tweet calling Flake a principled legislator who's always done what's right for Arizona. Republican Flake has been highly critical of Trump. He's up for re-election next year. Trump chaired a Republican primary challenge to Flake. McCain said his state needs Flake's leadership now more than ever. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy.